2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
James Comer is going to begin deposing Biden business associates. He has now confirmed this. The House Oversight Committee is set to begin deposing the Biden crime family business associates in the coming weeks and months, the chairman, James Comer, has now said publicly. Comer said Devin Archer, one of Hunter Biden's top associates, will be the first member deposed to unravel the family's international business schemes. A source with knowledge of the committee's schedule has confirmed that Archer's lawyers are in contact with the committee about scheduling the interview. In mid-June, the committee subpoenaed Devin Archer to appear before it on June the 19th. A source familiar with the situation has confirmed that he negotiated a later deposition date, saying, quote, "We are entering the deposition phase about this ongoing investigation into the Bidens. Lawmakers conceivably have about 12 months left to investigate the family's shady business deals, as campaign season in the summer of 2024 will likely become the priority in Washington, D.C. Quote, "We will have Devin Archer, the first person who was involved in the Hunter Biden business dealings. He will be the first person we depose," Comer said. "We have a list of who's who's that were involved in the Biden organization that we plan on deposing throughout the summer." Now, you may not know this, so I'll remind you. Devin Archer was Hunter Biden's, quote, "best friend in business," quote unquote. He got in major legal trouble just last year in 2022 for defrauding a Native American tribal entity. The court ordered him to pay $43,954,416.75 in a judgment to the Native American victims. Prior to his arrest, Devin Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, that Ukrainian-based energy company, whose executive allegedly bribed not only Hunter Biden with $5 million, but with the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, with his $5 million for himself as well. Photographers infamously photographed Devin Archer playing golf with Hunter Biden and then Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York, which was the first picture to confirm clearly that the president of the United States of America was lying to us when he said he never discussed any of his business decisions with his son or anything about business with his brother or any other family member. Clearly, that was a lie. The photo was the first photo to raise questions regarding the extent to which Joe Biden was aware not only of his son's overseas business deals, but how involved he actually was. Remember, he was never forced to discuss any of that when he ran for president. The media covered for him. Devin Archer was by Hunter Biden's side for decades in the business deals. They knew each other for quite some time. They attended Yale together in the late 1990s. Devin Archer went on to become the vice chairman of finance for John Kerry's failed 2004 presidential campaign. Many people didn't know that. He was connected with his college classmate, Chris Hines. That would be Kerry's stepson. Now, a lot of people don't realize that John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines, was another Biden family business partner that we would expect to be deposed. Now, Archer is not the only associate James Comer has subpoenaed. The committee has not publicly produced any results of those subpoenas, but we do know that in May, Comer said the Biden family members will, quote, more than likely receive subpoenas. They're going to call Hunter Biden, James Biden, and the other Biden crime family members who are on the take here. There's a reason why they're playing it this way. They want to get all these other people on the record first so they know what questions to ask the Bidens. Clearly, there's a strategy here that is playing out. Now, all this is happening as the White House has now officially refused to say whether or not the cocaine found at the White House over the weekend, it is a crime scene at the White House, belonged to Joe or Hunter Biden. That's right. The White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates could not say, quote, he is citing the Hatch Act. Quote, are you willing to say that that's not the case, that it, the cocaine, doesn't belong to them? A reporter asked Bates aboard Air Force One. Quote, I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act, he claimed. The reporter did not follow up with Bates on how the Hatch Act would apply to this situation. Now, the Hatch Act's main provision blocks executive branch employees from engaging in partisan political activity while on duty in a federal facility or using federal property, according to the Justice Department. What I will say is that I've noticed there does seem to be some increasing frustration coming from that corner in general. And I think it is probably included in the contrast between their substances and their policy records. Bates tried to change the subject. Obviously, that made no sense at all. What's absurd about this is that the idea the Hatch Act would somehow be involved here is maybe the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It actually doesn't even make sense. Now, we have the audio from the press gaggle aboard Air Force One en route to South Carolina. You're going to hear it in the background. Listen carefully.
One more. You know, former President Trump has made some pretty wild posts recently on social media. One of them was that the cocaine found in the White House had belonged to either the president or his son. Are you willing to say that that's not the case, that they don't belong to them?
I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act. What I will say is that I have noticed there does seem to be some increasing frustration coming from that corner in general. And I think it is probably rooted in the contrast between their substantive policy records.
That literally makes no sense. It's almost, that's like a response you would get if you were on cocaine. A second reporter asked the White House if they would comment on this, or even if they would commit to transparency if the Secret Service discovered who smuggled the cocaine in the White House. If the Secret Service is able to determine the individual responsible, will the White House commit to transparency in this and making that information public? The reporter asked. Listen to the White House's response to that.
Cocaine. I understand the Secret Service is conducting an investigation. If the Secret Service is able to determine the individual responsible, will the Secret Service and will the White House commit to transparency in this and making that information public?
I'm going to defer to the Secret Service professionals who are carrying this out. I'm just not going to engage on hypotheticals about it. I would suggest you contact them for anything more.
Again, the biggest load of crap answer that you can give. This is a mid-level Biden staffer Can you imagine if that's how they downgraded you? Like the White House is telling you this mid-level. Like, imagine if you see your name in lights and they're referring to you as mid-level because they're trying to diminish Andrew Bates, saying, "Oh, it's a mid-level guy." Right? This is how non-serious we are about this. Now, the question's serious, right? If the Secret Service determines the individual responsible, and I want to be clear about this, I have no doubt they know who did this. I've been in the White House. I've been lucky enough to go in the White House quite a few times in my life. And the idea that this is would be hard to figure out is totally absurd. I want to also be clear about that. They know who brought this in there, I have no doubt. If this was anthrax or something else, the person would have already been apprehended and arrested. This would have been and charged. Okay, I want to also make that very, 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 very clear. I have no doubt that the cameras picked up who it is and they figured it out. Now, I actually believe there's a very good chance this was not Hunter Biden based on when they found it. I believe there's a good chance this could have just been these types of people that work at the White House who basically think that the rules don't apply to them. And if you look at this administration, you look at this White House, it makes sense that they would have a bunch of druggies around, right? A bunch of cokeheads around doing blow. I think there's a very good chance as the staffer, they probably were out the night before or they were going out that night. They needed their cocaine with them and they decided to bring it to the White House. Now, is there a chance, of course, of the drug use of Hunter Biden that in theory could be his? Yes. But I'm not obsessed with that story. What I'm upset about is the fact that the White House, I'm sure, has figured this out. They know whose drugs it is. They know whose drugs this is. I did Outnumbered yesterday, and I was sitting there with former White House press secretary on the panel with me as well, Kayleigh McEnany, and she said, no way Hunter Biden was a source of cocaine at the White House. She dismissed the idea that the cocaine found at the White House belonged to President Joe Biden's son. She said, quote, Camp David, there is no way it is conceivable to think cocaine could sit for a 72-hour period, so I would rule him out at this point. She's probably right. It's probably a staff member. Either they're doing blow at the White House or was taking it in advance. Regardless, the fact that you felt comfortable enough to bring a hardcore drug, cocaine, into the White House tells you everything you need to know about this White House. This is who's running the country. I also would make this point. I don't believe the president's running the country. You look at the stumbles, you look at the gaffes, you look at the schedule of this president, it's pretty clear he's not running this administration. What concerns me is, could there be a cokehead at the high level in this White House who clearly has significant influence on this White House? Is there a chance that that individual at the White House is doing drugs with other people at the White House who are making massive policy decisions for the United States of America? That is the question that people should be asking. And why are they protecting that staffer? I have no doubt they know at this point who did it. What are they hiding, and what employee are they protecting? Let me also say something else. Experts are baffled by the White House invoking the Hatch Act to dodge questions about this cocaine. Even a Democratic ethics expert say if Biden campaign staffer were high as a kite, the Hatch Act would not cover the cocaine in question. The idea they thought that response, oh, I can't talk about this because the Hatch Act is absurd. Experts who understand the Hatch Act understand that invoking the Hatch Act when asked whether President Biden or his son owned the cocaine found at the White House truly is a middle finger to every single American. That's something we need to understand. And when you have the White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates being asked during this press gaggle whether the president can deny that he or his son owned the cocaine found at the White House, and then he says, I can't answer that question. Come on. Really? I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act. That's your response. And the media, by the way, went along with it. It's like, they're like, all right, we asked the question. We're going to move on now. We asked the question. We can check that box. And then Bates compared Biden's policy record to his predecessor's record. No, they're not the same, folks. There was never a time that cocaine was found at the White House when Donald Trump was there. Then they said, we got to invoke the Hatch Act that has nothing to do with answering the damn question. Attorney Bradley Moss said this. He is candidly at loss as to why Mr. Bates believed the Hatch Act is relevant with respect to addressing that question. Quote, I could envision other legitimate basis for declining to respond, such as respecting the integrity of an ongoing investigation, but to reference a Hatch Act seems misplaced. Former Bush administration ethics chief Richard Painter, who ran for Congress as a Democrat last cycle, said this, quote, given lectures at the White House and published articles on the Hatch Act, but the bill does not cover snorting cocaine, referring to the Hatch Act being important. Again, saying it doesn't cover snorting campaign. What the blank does the Hatch Act have to do with cocaine? Question mark. This is the most ridiculous invocation of the Hatch Act I've ever seen. Painter added that even if someone on Biden's campaign were high as a kite, the Hatch Act would not cover the cocaine in question. Yeah. Very odd. The Bates would pivot to the Hatch Act and doesn't deny that the president or the son, the first sons, that this cocaine was connected to them. Because wouldn't you want to get that out there? Right? If you know that this isn't their cocaine, wouldn't you immediately say, hey, this cocaine found at the White House does not belong to either the president or his son? That's the question they're asking, right? Does it? You would immediately say, it does not. Right? You would immediately say that that they are not on drugs. And the famous Hatch Act, you may have heard about this before, this provision which doesn't allow you to say what the White House said. The Hatch Act doesn't say or say to the people at the White House, hey, you can't answer the question if cocaine belongs to the president or his son. That is insane. So it brings up the question, okay, well, is it the president's cocaine? Is it the first son's cocaine? Why wouldn't you answer the question and say it's not? It's not their cocaine. It's not their cocaine. Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. There's also another aspect to this story, and that is the media giving up and accepting the no answers from this White House. If this was another administration, if this was during the Bill Clinton years, if this was even during the Obama years, there is no way the lack of information we've been given by this White House would be accepted by a media. Finding cocaine in the White House is a big deal. Having a drug addict son who's there within hours of that cocaine is a big deal. The White House saying, refusing to say whether this cocaine was the president's or the president's son or not, refusing to say this isn't our cocaine, would have been a massive deal with this media. The Secret Service and the investigation having no answers, walking up that podium, and the White House press secretary having no answers to basic questions about the investigation. Hell, the White House was even asked this simple question. You ready for this question they were asked? One of the questions that they were asked, just so you know, one of the questions was, will you pledge not only to fire the person if they're on staff who brought the cocaine in, right? Like, would you fire them? But also, will you prosecute or will you call for the prosecution of the person that brought this illegal drugs into the White House? They won't even answer that question. Probably because they already know who it is. And whoever it is, they don't want to be prosecuted. And whoever it is, they don't want to be fired. So if you don't want them to be fired, right? and you need them on your staff and they're high-level staffer, there's others there. The other question was about drug testing. Like, they've been asked a simple question on drug testing. Like, hey, would you drug test your staff? Are you going to drug test your staff to make sure? Won't answer that damn question either. Refusing to answer those questions is very telling. Judge Jeanine, by the way, had this to say about it last night on how this is playing out. And a FOIA request, the Freedom of Information Act request for visitor logs and surveillance tapes in the White House. In other words, saying, what are they hiding? Listen.
So this entrance isn't accessible to everyday people. It seems like you need to be someone pretty special to be where these drugs were found. Near the Situation Room? That's where they hold all the National Security Council meetings. Heads of the DOD, CIA, DOJ all come in and out of there. So why is none of this adding up? The White House is already trying to slow walk the idea of a potential prosecution.
If the Secret Service determines who brought the cocaine into the White House, does the White House support the prosecution of this individual?
I'm just not going to get into hypotheticals from here.
What are they trying to hide? Why so secretive? Primetime has filed a FOIA request with the White House asking for the visitor logs and surveillance tapes from the White House. If they're not interested in getting to the bottom of this, we will. Because without answers, people are going to immediately think Hunter is behind this. Now, come on. We know Hunter has a long history as a drug addict. Could this coke be his? And a major condition of his plea deal was keeping his nose clean and staying away from drugs. So, is the White House trying to shield Hunter? We know the Secret Service has a history of protecting him from trouble.
One of the things that Hunter Biden pled guilty on was illegal possession of a firearm. We have reports that the Secret Service went and tried to talk to the firearms dealer to find out who he had notified, and we're snooping around with that. That's concerning, Jason, because at that particular time, Joe Biden didn't have Secret Service protection.
And if Hunter gets one strike during his plea deal, it could be game over for him. So is the Secret Service sticking their neck out to protect Hunter? And will Joe finally give us a straight answer?
I want to go back to what are they trying to hide? The fact that we're having to do a FOIA request, they are, because the media won't do their job and they're doing everything they can to protect, I think tells you everything. Stephen Miller, who she mentioned there at the very end, one of the things that Stephen Miller said in his interview with her is when you go in the West Wing, there are a million eyes on you. You worked in the Trump administration. He would know.
I would just put it this way. Nobody is going into the West Wing of the White House without a million eyes being on you. This is one of the most secure facilities in the face of the earth. You are only steps away from the Oval Office. You're only steps away from the Situation Room. You're only steps away from the offices of the National Security Advisor and many other of the highest ranking officers in the U.S. government.
You know who did it, is what he's saying. You know White House. You know Secret Service. And if this was a, thank goodness it wasn't, but if this would have been anthrax or something like that, we would already have these questions answered. They would have already arrested who it was. They had to evacuate the White House. Can we also not forget that? Okay, can we not forget this, right? We already know this. Like, we know it. And yet, they're like, all right, let's move on. Yesterday, saying he's going to declare victory on the economy when we have all-time high mortgage rates under this president that have just hit. And what does he say? He says this yesterday because, hey, when the game is rigged, you don't have to live by the same rules as others. So you can go out there and say ridiculous things like this.
I'm not here to declare victory on the economy. I'm here to say we have a plan that's turning things around quickly.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. Just a few days ago, you said that you'd won and the economy was strong and that you'd lowered the deficit by trillions of dollars. So which one is it, Mr. President? Because a couple days ago, you said the opposite of what you just said. Is it because they said, hey, Mr. President, you can't walk out there today and say what you said 2 days ago because interest rates have skyrocketed now on home loans and people are suffering right now and inflation is still high? I'm just concerned here. Or maybe could it be that the Biden administration has abused national security tools to control political speech of their opponents, and you needed another headline to get over that because you had a massive ruling that came down, a ruling that we mentioned yesterday, a ruling that said that the White House needs to stop contacting private businesses to silence and censor people, which will have a massive impact on this new presidential election coming up. Daily and weekly and monthly meetings, biweekly meetings with big tech, this White House could walk in and go, hey, here's a list of people we want you to silence and censor and shut up this week. Here's the accounts we want you to get suspended. Here are the accounts that are bothering us and are nuisance to us, and we want to make sure that you silence and censor them. John Ratcliffe, the former Trump director of national intelligence, had this to say about that big victory. So maybe that's why the president's changing his tune on the economy or won't answer a question on whose cocaine it was.
I think the problem is going forward is because you've seen this abuse of these important intelligence and surveillance tools and putting political objectives in front of national security, they've jeordized those. So let me give you an example. Okay. As a director of national intelligence, as you talked about, one of the things that I did was on a daily basis prepare the president's daily brief. Mm-hmm. That's the collection and aggregation of our most sensitive intelligence to brief the president on national security concerns. One of the tools that we use there was Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
I was going to bring
that's
that up.
Also that's the same tool that was abused to spy on the Trump campaign. Right. And so now when 702 comes up for renewal at the end of this year, you have Republicans saying, we can't renew that in its current form because it's been abused for political reasons. And so the abuses, these Orwellian abuses that I think the judge correctly characterized, mm-hmm. have really placed our national security at risk by these officials putting political objectives above America's national security posture. Is just incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, but you believe they really need that surveillance capability, but it shouldn't extend to every American who has contact with a foreigner, John.
These are legitimate national security intelligence tools that when used properly, help us to collect intelligence on our adversaries that mean to do us harm. But as we've seen and we've talked about, the problem here is that they have been abused, turned inward on American yeah. citizens to spy on them and to use it for political gain and control and censor political speech.
Yeah,
control and censor political speech. He's exactly right. If you think there's not two different systems of justice in this country, one for the woke liberals and the Biden administration and for every other American, you're not paying attention. If you don't think that this administration is the only administration in history that get away with not answering questions about whose cocaine it is, you're not paying attention.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. When I say that the only ones that can get away with this, let me give you the example. Just to confirm that point I just made. MSNBC has come out in front of the White House, and they have said this about the possibility of finding out who brought the cocaine into the White House. Listen carefully. They're going to say expectations are being lowered about an eventual conclusion as to who brought cocaine to the White House. They're going to tell you that to your face. Listen.
And the key thing is that multiple officials are cautioning that it is unlikely and certainly possible that there would be a resolution to this, meaning forensic evidence found that could identify an individual, scanning the video, doing the testing, but they are preparing us for a result that will be no conclusive evidence found. And that is still subject to change as the work continues, but that should give people a sense of where this is. They are looking at what's available. They're saying it's a very small bag, limited ability to test it, because as tests are done, whether it's DNA or fingerprinting or other scientific type processes in the lab, you further degrade that sample, making it harder to get information from it. And of course, they're scanning the videos. This was found in a cubby off of the lobby area of that pathway in. And as you know, often security cameras and so forth are getting the big wide areas. And an official said a camera would have had to have been trained in on the cubbies and be able to see from the right angle an individual dropping that packet. So expectations are being lowered about an eventual conclusion here that would lead to an identity and then even the potential for prosecution at a misdemeanor level for the amount of drug we're talking about. At the same time, this is unusual, to say the least. Officials say they don't have any record of an illicit drug like this being found in the West Wing or in the White House before. And so it is truly rare, and it has gotten a lot of interest in the public.
Well, there you go. Expectations are being lowered. We're not going to find out. We just want you to know that. We're not going to let you know whose drugs is worse. This is what media would do in Russia and China. This is what the media would do in places like Cuba, okay? They didn't go out there and do this on their own, okay? What they did do is they put this out there, and they decided to put it out there, folks. They decided to put it out there because the White House needed them to do this to dial back the intensity, right? Tell them it's impossible. Tell them that it will never happen. Tell them that we'll never, ever find out who did this. Lower the expectations. And MSNBC, NBC News, instead of investigating a cover-up here, they go out there and they put out 2 minutes of pure propaganda saying to the audience, expect for this crime to never be solved. Expect that you'll never just go ahead and accept. You'll never know whose cocaine this is. We're going to tell you that every time we test this cocaine, it makes the sample smaller. Very little amount of cocaine. So we'll probably never know whose it is. So just don't expect to find that out. So we put those expectations out there. We'll put that propaganda out there. And then you'll be content to go, yeah, I heard yesterday they'll probably never find out who it is. We'll never know who it is. So just understand that. Just expect it. You'll never know whose cocaine this is. There you go, folks. That's the end of it. But at least we found the cocaine, and thank goodness everybody's okay at the White House and it wasn't anthrax, right? That's the positive here. That's the real excitement here that you should be excited about, is that we're at that point. If you don't think that this White House is directly colluding with this cover-up with the media, you're wrong, and I just proved it to you. I hope everybody will pay attention to what I just played you. I hope everyone will share this with their family and their friends. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.